Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Mick with this edition of the Florida Roundtable. You'll find me and podcast of our show at BillMick.com, with those podcasts being there at the top of the page. We're going to do something a little different today while it may be election season. And since I started the show last December, I wanted to explore the holidays and holiday shopping. While I've got a show in planning about holiday travel, I'd like to take this show and look at holiday shopping this weekend. Every year, it seems like the shopping season begins earlier, and it's always setting some kind of record. We'll look at the whys and wherefores of holiday shopping, give you some tips along the way as we take a look this weekend at shopping for the holidays on the Florida Roundtable. Nice to have you with us this weekend in election season while we look ahead to shopping on the Florida News Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
This year, celebrate Vote Early Day
and make your voice heard.
Each year, the amount of people voting early grows.
And this fall, over 250 million Americans can vote early.
In person.
By dropping off their ballot.
Or mailing it in. With so many options, you can vote when it's convenient for you.
Election Day is the last day to cast your ballot.
So the question isn't why vote early.
It's why wait. Join the celebration and find out how you can vote early at VoteEarlyDay.org.
Paid for by Vote Early Day, a Tide Center project.
This weekend on the Florida Roundtable, we take a look at holiday shopping. We'll conclude with some tips for your holiday shopping as you get it going. We'll define what it is, and we'll take a look at some information from the National Retail Federation. And joining me in the studio this week for the Roundtable, our operations director for the Florida News Network, Ken Holiday. Morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Good to have you along. I appreciate it. Mindy Leavig, a co-worker of ours, hosts a morning show of her own, and we need a female perspective on shopping, Mindy. I mean, I need help all the time.
It's all about the deals and your apps.
Apps.
Yeah, APS.
APS.
Yeah, I get that.
APPS.
Yeah. I said it slow for you, Bill.
I'm glad you did, and I don't know. I'm a traditional shopper. I go into the store usually last minute, and do that kind of thing. But that's apparently not the way it works.
We're going to break your habit.
You're going to try.
Yeah,
because
try.
You're the one that's paying the most for everything because you're not shopping smart.
Exactly.
I've never been accused of that. But I've never had unhappy kids and grandkids either, so we'll go there. I started taking a look at information from the National Retail Federation, and they're saying spending is going up this year
yes.
to $902 a person.
Isn't that crazy?
That's all?
I want to be on his shopping list.
We're
is what I want.
Different perspectives here.
And the thing is, the retailers, whether they're online or whether they're a brick and mortar store, whatever it may be, they're trying to get to folks earlier too.
Yes, they
this
are.
Season seems to start earlier and earlier.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're saying that we're only 27 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it hasn't been that short since 2019. So the big shopping is happening in November.
This is the shortest shopping since COVID was in play.
Exactly.
That's or you could just be like my mother, who would buy all the stuff after Christmas.
Yes.
And then be done the next year.
Yeah, so then you would get the Tickle Me Elmo that was really famous in like 1998. You would get that in 2000.
No, but that's smart shopping. So smart shopping is going after the holidays,
okay,
getting all the deals, and then hiding it in the closet. And then gifting it during the holidays. I do that. So when there's big sales in, you know, Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, end of the summer sale, beginning of the summer, you're collecting all these things because you and your shopping around are like, oh, my sister would love that. My niece would love that. Oh, my nephew would love that. So my closet right now in the guest room is overflowing with little tiny gifts.
You know what I can't do is shop for my granddaughters. I mean, I had all boys.
Yeah, that would be hard.
It is really difficult for me to know exactly what they want, what they're going to like. The things they like are different than I would have thought. It's just...
No, princess pink and glitter and sparkle, and you're set, Bill.
No glitter in Papa's house. That's not going to happen.
Papa on the clothes, on the shoes.
Papa buys some G.I. Joes.
Yeah, exactly. We could go there.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a minute about what all is entailed in holiday shopping. What's included? We're looking at gifts,
yes,
food, decorations, other seasonal items, things like that. And that's what that $902 all encompasses, apparently. They did a consumer survey. We're spending about $25 more per person than we did last year. So, and going back to that 2019 figure, $16 higher than it was then, Mindy.
The idea is to try to get the best deal you can. So let me teach you, Bill, about apps. If you have a favorite store, just be a rewards member because they will send you coupons in your email so you can go shopping, whether it's 20% off, 30% off, 50% off, maybe special shopping hours, mm-hmm, especially with the holidays, and pick your favorite retailer.
Do they generally apply online and at the store, or do you have to be the – I'm not a big online shopper.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both. Someone will give you more discounts if you shop online. But if you like to shop in store, because my mom and I always love to go shopping.
Uh-huh.
So, and Ken laughs because he'll see the pop-ups. I'm like, oh, I got 20% off. Oh, I get $10 off a $20 thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going in there. So just go to your favorite retailers and some of your favorite, like your daughter's retailers or your granddaughter's.
Uh-huh.
There's a place they love going. Just become one of their members.
And the cool thing about that, too, is that sometimes it'll send you a push notification,
yes,
in the middle of the day.
Uh-huh.
And it'll say, hey, if you shop tonight between 7 and 10, there's an extra special thing, and it's a coupon code on your phone that you get discounts during that time frame.
We're looking at holiday shopping this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Ken and Mindy are with me, and we're back in moments on the Florida News Network.
Splish, splash, I'm taking up.
Everything okay in here?
Oh, yeah, sure is.
You're wearing a life jacket.
Sure am.
In the tub?
Practicing for when we head to the lake. I read about wearing one at wearitflorida.com.
And wearitflorida.com told you to wear it in the tub?
Nope, that was my idea. You know, Florida is the leader in boating fatalities, so a life jacket can save lives.
As you were.
Splish, splash, I was taking up.
Learn more at wearitflorida.com.
Attention Florida drivers! October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and we want to remind you that staying safe is a shared responsibility between you and pedestrians. Last year in Florida, there were over 10,000 pedestrian-related crashes. As a driver, be extra cautious and look out for pedestrians at all times. Slow down and yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Failure to yield can result in a fine and 3 points on your license. Remember, safety starts with you. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Ho-ho, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Ken Holliday and Mindy Levy with me, Bill Mick, on the Florida Roundtable as we take a look. Yes, it's election season, and we're getting away from that to go holiday shopping this weekend. And I'm kind of glad. I do the election thing all week long. I'm ready to do some holiday shopping. Where do we spend this money, or how do we spend it? Largely, it's gifts for family members. Mm-hmm. Of that $902 we're each spending on somebody, $641 goes for gifts for family, friends, coworkers, others. That's up from $620 last year. The remaining $261 spent on other seasonal items, food or candy, decorations, greeting cards, holiday items. Okay, I'm a traditionalist, Mindy. You're talking about this online thing.
Yeah.
I've got amazing memories. Growing up in West Virginia, we had a winter time, and sometimes during the shopping season, it would be snowing. We'd go into the city of Charleston, and there were department stores on every corner and down the main streets, and we would walk from each store to the other. Snow, wind blowing, cold, but you go in the store and it's warm, and they had lunch counters in there. You get hot chocolate, do that. I've got fond memories of going shopping over the holidays with my parents. I don't want to go online.
Well, Ken and I are Florida people, born and raised in Florida.
Yeah, we go shopping. It's sweaty. You're wearing shorts. You're wishing that you were in the air conditioner. Yeah.
But we still wear our boots when it gets below 60.
She wears her boots when it gets to 70. Okay.
But yeah, shopping online, especially if it's like Amazon Prime Day, because you can really get some good deals on there.
So they deliver it to your home.
Yes, exactly. I was not a big fan of online shopping at first.
I'm still not.
But then when I realized that I don't have to actually go fight the lines, do all the different things, and you can just find something really, really inexpensive. Oh, and you can actually give someone a gift card from Amazon on their account without going to the store to get a gift card. We do that with each other, and my brother's like, hey, what? I'm sending you.
So it shows up on their phone? Merry Christmas, look at your phone?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, come on.
And then I can reuse it to go shopping again.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
You know, I will tell you this. Now that you brought up gift cards, a lot of people get offended by gift cards. They think, oh, maybe they should have thought of something. You know me well. But I will tell you this. If anybody that knows me well, my family, they just give me a gift card because I'm that eclectic technical guy, and you like certain things. And they couldn't figure it out. It's like you trying to find, you know, something for your granddaughters.
Right.
Me, you guys know how much of a gadget guy I am. You would never be able to pinpoint one thing, right?
Right.
So my mother and all, they just give me gift cards. And I love that. I just put them all together, and I go get something that I would not normally get.
It's funny you mention that, because the National Retail Federation says gift cards are the most popular item on consumers' wish list. 53% of the shoppers want gift cards. Doesn't mean that the people they're buying for want them, but it means they want them. It makes it easy, I guess.
I love getting gift cards, because the other day I went to lunch, pulled out a gift card that I got from Christmas, and I'm like, hey, we get free lunch today. So. Yeah,
that's not bad. You know what? They die in my wallet. I lose them in the back of the wallet or whatever, and I get a gift card. I never use it all, I don't think.
See, and it's another Christmas surprise when you find it in your wallet.
That's very true. That's right. Now, we'll spend 49% on clothing and accessories for clothing.
That's a bad thing to get to somebody.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Yeah. Books and other media, 28%.
Maybe.
Books work for me.
Really?
I mean, I'm a big reader. Yeah. And I've got friends who are big readers, so I will buy them books. It is the one time a year that I go looking for books for other people.
Well, you're talking about the National Retail Foundation, right? That's the one that's giving out with this. They're also mentioning on that article, experiences. People this year want experiences, whether it's a travel experience, a concert experience, a getaway, a cruise, or something that they can't just always get, like if you can't get the gift card. But they are looking for experiences for the holidays. That's what they're looking for.
Well, and in Florida, how many do you have that you could send people to within an hour or a couple hours drive for their home?
You could
do
a fishing trip out of the port.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bungee jumping in Kissimmee.
Skydiving. The theme parks.
Yep, out of Titusville, you skydive. My nephew did that
cruises.
For his birthday.
How about a gift card to a pottery place where you go and make pottery? Somebody might want to do something new.
They're voting to make that legal or not. Oh, wrong pot. Never mind.
Or the zip lining at Brevard Zoo.
Yeah.
There's some different things around Florida that you can do. Even going to the springs, you know, going down on one of the floats, all those things cost money. You can actually build your own experience to give to someone, whoever's involved with that.
going back to where you're going to shop, this is kind of interesting, is that various destinations, online, the top destination this year, more online shopping than anywhere else to go shopping. You don't seem surprised by that. Not at all. I am. I just don't like the idea. 57% of us buying online. Department stores, 46% will go to a department store.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
Yeah, it also depends on the sale because, I mean, there's no such thing as, there is Black Friday, but they start it so earlier, but it's not like it used to be where you used to get up super early, go to this, go to the mall, and then go shopping. Now they start it so early, but those are the deals that you can get.
And most of the time, if you see it on sale on the, say, Macy's, for example, if it's on sale on the app and you go to the store and it's not on sale in the store, they will take the app price and they will change it for you.
That's good to hear.
It's the same thing with some department stores. Yeah. If you find it cheaper somewhere else, you bring it to them.
Yeah.
They'll show price matching and they'll say, okay, here's the article where I can get it because they want you to shop at their place and they want you to spend the money.
Sure.
And they'll price match whoever you're going to.
See, you're making what was fun for me work. I'm not sure I like the idea.
See, you're just, you know, you just enjoy the carefree feel of just walking in and doing it and not worrying about it.
I'm also a guy shopper. I know what I want. Yeah. I go get it and I leave.
Well, but do you go shopping the night before Christmas?
I've done that.
Okay.
I have done that. Now, that's a little rare, but I've done it. And the reason I do it is I enjoy watching what's going on with everybody else.
Ah, you like the chaos like my mother.
Yeah. You're saying average is like 900 and something bucks, right?
Yeah.
What if I said, Bill, if you just took a nap one time and tried it out, you'd save yourself about $200 to $300?
Yeah.
Now you're down to $600?
See, I did that two Christmases ago. Thanksgiving, I go to West Virginia, spend it with my family, and Cyber Monday happens while I'm there.
Yes.
I did a Cyber Monday online special with the West Virginia Mountaineers online store. And I saved big bucks on those Mountaineer gifts that I knew everybody in the family would love.
Sure.
So that worked out. That's the only time I've done a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday. I don't want to do Black Friday. I still have memories in my mind of people getting stampeded to death in New Jersey or whatever for doing
Satan
that.
Satan comes out on people during the rush hours, man. I'm telling you.
That is very true. Other place, grocery stores, 46%. Discount stores, 45%.
Now, the grocery stores, because now you know about Walmart's doing it, Aldi's is doing it. They're doing that special holiday, like Thanksgiving packages, things like that. So, because everything's been so expensive, that they have these special meal deal plans that you can get early, starting today all the way up until December 24th. So check into that if you're buying your holiday meals.
And all the Dollar Generals, they have the fixins, you know, like the green beans and the pumpkin canned pumpkins.
Right.
They have a thing going on right now, too, where if you buy three, you get one free.
And don't forget the coupon that you get on Saturday, which is if you become one of the app people, you just follow their app.
Okay.
You can get a $5 coupon off of $25, and sometimes they'll give you $10 off to $40. So see how I use my apps on Saturday?
And I did glean through research for this before we got started that if you are gifting meals, like to the Salvation Army or to shelters or whatever, they've got these already packaged at certain grocery outlets, and it's already there. And here's the meal for four people, and here's the price, and you can buy those, and you can gift them to those organizations.
Well, same with Publix. Make sure you become a member of Publix, because then at the checkout, you put your phone number in, and they'll give you some discounts off. A lot of people don't realize it. They're always thinking, oh, Publix doesn't give you deals. Yes, they do, and they do BOGO. So check on that.
I was a member at Publix once, and they made me come in at 3 a.m. to stock shelves. I'm thinking, that's enough. When are we shopping? And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this show in October.
Yeah.
Is because we're shopping earlier than we ever did. Nearly half of us, 45%, going to browse and buy items before November. Mindy, have you bought anything yet?
Already.
Have you really?
I started last year after Christmas.
Okay. And then, I'm not sure that counts. That's still last holiday season.
And then
season.
I buy certain little things. Like now, my sister loves Halloween the way I do.
Uh-huh.
So when it's discounted, I will pick up things and I'll put that in her stocking stuffer.
Okay.
So yeah, no, that's I shop year round just to try to get good deals.
She gives away Christmas ornaments to her friends during the holidays, and they say 2004 on them.
You got to be careful.
You
know.
Have you shopped yet, Ken?
I don't know. I need to check with my wife.
See, that's what I need. I need a wife to do the shopping, and I'll say, "You sure, honey? Go ahead.
I try, Bill. I try so hard, and I bring stuff home, and she goes, "No." No.
Really?
Yeah. I even tried.
Now, if it's gadgety stuff, because you are Mr. Gadget,
right.
You know what you're doing there.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable with
but
that.
But I tried buying her a couple of things, and, you know, it just didn't work out. So she says, hey, listen.
So you need this
forever.
Show as much as I do, maybe
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Mindy, you're going to do all our shopping is what's going to happen here.
We're I find a deal. Well, remember one year I asked you what size you were? On your shoe size,
yes,
remember?
Yes,
and you were
yes.
looking at me like, why? Because I got these great shoes for men for like $3 because they were getting rid of them. I'm like, oh, I could give this to somebody at work, but it wasn't your size, so I wound up giving it to a friend.
Yeah.
But I find things and I'm like, oh my gosh, these are great shoes for $3 because they were so discounted. So I buy them and then I have to find somebody that fits it.
Yeah, but nobody
like
has
Cinderella.
A size. Nobody, no man I know has a size 5 shoe.
It is not.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm a deal shopper. I love finding little deals anywhere I go.
So why do you shop early if you do? What's your reason?
Why? Because if I'm there at the time and I see a sweater, I'm thinking, oh, that would look great on my niece. Or those shoes, those sneakers would be great on my nephew.
So
and
we're going to call that avoiding the stress of last minute shopping.
Yes, that's a good idea.
45% of the people are like that. Another 59% spreading out their budget so they can shop all the way through the season or
that's a good
to
idea.
Get it all done. 42%, they want to avoid crowds.
Yeah, my wife likes to go late in the evening. She does.
I used to do that.
Does she really?
My ex and I, for the kids, used to go midnight shopping. Uh-huh. At you know, major retailers open all night. We would go and do the toy shopping, the bicycle shopping, all of that overnight. And nobody else was there. I mean, very few.
Unfortunately, Bill and I wake up so early. We're in bed by 10.
You know, I get up so early that that's when I go. I usually, a couple of weeks before Christmas, I'll go get up at 5 o'clock and go, and there's nobody there.
It is a good thing. Go online Saturday or Sunday.
And it's fresh and people are still friendly.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
The heat hasn't started yet.
They're not fighting over the last Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah,
exactly. The other thing, this is a Mindy, pursuing prices or promotions that can't be missed.
That's true. You can't miss
that sale.
No, it is true because there is something I'm looking for this holiday season because I got such a good deal a couple of years ago, and this place only goes on sale during the Black Friday week. So this week, I'm always keeping, and I became a member, so I'm keeping an eye on the coupons and then the flyers. Because when the flyers come out, it's like, you got to be there. You got to go, and you have to get it. You have to get it. Be like the first ones in line.
And when will you finish your shopping?
You know, I shop all the time.
What month? What month will you finish for?
Oh, December.
So, December for you?
Yeah, actually, no. I usually go in January. The first 2 weeks of January, because there's some real good clearance things that are sitting in there.
Is that to gift backwards to the previous Christmas, or is that for next year?
No, that's just for my gift cards that I got for Christmas.
Okay, I got you. 62% of us will say it's going to be December.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Attention all pedestrians. October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and we want to remind you that staying safe is a shared responsibility between you and drivers. Last year in Florida, there were over 10,000 pedestrian-related crashes. Don't become a statistic. Walk on sidewalks, stay alert, and avoid distractions like headphones and cell phones. Cross streets at crosswalks, and never enter the street from between parked cars. Remember, safety starts with you. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Back on the Florida Roundtable, Bill Mick along with Ken Holiday and Mindy Levy as we explore holiday shopping. A conundrum for me at times. It really is. But
I think you overthink it.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Do you make a list?
Oh, I most certainly make a list.
Oh, then this should be simple for you.
I was going to say, if anybody makes a list, Bill Mick.
Have you seen my office? Yes. I make a list. and I'm generally pretty good about it.
Right.
And I want it to go quickly. And I don't love the aggravation of online. I want to go two or three places, be done.
The toughest part is shopping for children, because if your granddaughters want a certain toy, you need to get it now.
I also have to coordinate with their parents and see, what are you getting them? What's going on?
Because it'll be gone by December. So if there's certain Barbie things that they want or something like that, ask them, because you need to get it now, because by the time December comes, it'll be gone, and then you're not going to be able to get that thing for your granddaughter.
I have a sister-in-law who has an embroidery business.
Oh, yeah.
And last Christmas, I got both of the girls, because they're big Grinch fans, I got them these green fleece pullovers or zip-ups that had the Grinch on the front. They loved them. They wanted to wear them into the spring. It's like, you're in Florida, quit it.
See, and that's a creative idea. It's something different that they can never buy from anywhere
else. That's absolutely
right. Personalized items are cool.
They are.
Oh, yeah. And something that is unique and different for them.
For example, Ken's office with the, how many, 277 bobbleheads?
No, only 178.
Okay, sorry.
That is huge. It's a bobblehead museum in your office.
Yeah.
And that's so the one
anybody who wants to get Ken something, there you go. Bobblehead is it.
Yeah, just send it to my office. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's very true. I've got some things to take a look at that just make you understand what's going on with the holiday season. Defining holiday shopping. That season defined as November and December. And Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa all in on the list. Mm-hmm. And they say we're going earlier and earlier to do this. I just can't do the early thing.
Well, haven't you noticed that one aisle is Halloween and you just walk over to the next aisle and it's Christmas
trees?
Yeah,
that's true.
It's just odd. And they started it in July.
But you know, why not? I mean, there's some people that really
there's
Halloween.
There's a reason for that,
like
too.
You.
Yeah.
You know that you really like Halloween.
I do.
There's some people that really love Christmas and they like to get their houses early and then they see these things that are different and new. Why not get them both at the same time?
Well, nothing wrong with that, I suppose. Let me ask you this. What do you think is the percentage of the national sales for these businesses? What's the percentage for their year?
For the year?
That their sales are made of. That the Christmas season, the holiday season.
Yeah, it's got to be in the December. Wait, November.
No. What percentage of their sales does it make up? Does that portion, does the holiday season, is how much of their sales?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Let me throw it at you. What about 19% of retail sales over the last 5 years? 19% of their business comes from holiday shopping.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Well, I kind of thought so, too.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
But they say that they can be more profitable, and it could be higher for other retailers, because I was thinking it would be higher, too.
Me, too.
They said more profitable because of increased volume of purchases, more people buying, that type of thing. And they don't have to necessarily increase their cost of doing business. They've already got whatever they've got going on for that period of time. So they just have bring more stuff in and get it out the door.
Yeah. Okay.
That's interesting. The other thing, jobs. People who want to work through the holiday season, between 400,000 and 500,000 jobs created across the country every year for holiday season.
Yeah, they already started last month looking for people, seasonal people, for December. And November, because they need people in stores to help them with retail. Yeah, I saw that online, too. And especially with FedEx, Amazon, and the distribution stores, they need all... Oh, and the Walmart distribution stores, because they're the ones that are putting everything together.
Sure.
They've been looking for people. I think it started like a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
That they were looking for to hire people.
That's pretty good.
Was it 200,000, I think we said?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be doing any... volunteer seasonal work.
But it's extra money.
They do pay you for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to volunteer.
Even being paid, I think I'd take that money and probably spend it on a therapist at the end.
Well, in my neighborhood, there's Amazon, and during November and December, when they get in a golf cart at the end of my street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they run
down.
They
have a drop-off point, and the folks bring it to your house
for
them.
And there's always two guys, and they're running each door trying to drop off all the packages.
Oh, that's interesting. That's true. So what counts for... the sales statistics, as defined by the National Retail Federation. Store-based, online, and other non-store purchases, like kiosks you might run across in the mall or whatever, those kind of things. Everything from discount stores, department stores, grocers, specialty stores. But what's not included, and you see all the commercials every year, you'll see the luxury vehicle with the ribbon on the front in front of the house. They don't count auto sales or anything like that, gas stations or restaurants. Those purchases don't go into the holiday sales numbers.
That's funny, because I always get a gas gift card for my nephew.
Is that right?
Yeah, because he's a
teenager.
Doesn't
count. You are not participating in the holiday economy when you do that, Mindy.
Because he's a teenager. At first, he's like, oh, a gas card. Then he realizes, oh, it's a gas card. Yeah, you know,
then he gets
gas.
Excited, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a question that... we were kicking around a little while ago. Why do retailers put holiday merchandise on the shelves so early? About 2 of every 5 holiday shoppers started browsing and buying before November, which is why we're doing this show in October.
Yeah.
It's just something.
I could see that. I mean, there's some really cool new things that come out for Christmas, and a lot of people like to be the first to have that.
That's true.
You know, and so if they see it, you know, how many times have you saw something that was a big fad and everybody had to have it, a Furby or whatever, and you saw it on the shelf months ahead of time, you went, oh, that's ridiculous, I wouldn't buy that. And then close to Christmas, you're ready to rip people and push them out of the way to get the Furby that's put on the shelf.
At one point, you couldn't get the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah.
They'd fight over those, the Tickle Me Elmos. The creepy Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, wait. I got a story. Do I have time to tell you
the
story?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. My first job was working at Lionel Play World. Do you remember Play World? It was
big giraffe guy?
Yes, that was it.
See, said Lionel.
No,
I think train.
No. Jeffrey Giraffe was at Toys R Us.
Right.
Okay, we were Lionel Play World. We were the kangaroo.
Oh, kangaroo. That's it.
We were the competitor to Toys R Us.
So Australian version with the kangaroo.
Yes, so that was my first job. And I handled the electronic aisle of talking dolls and Teddy Ruxpin. Huh. But I worked every day, so I knew what Teddy was going to say. So I would walk by and talk to Teddy. Uh-huh. I sold so many Teddy Ruxpins that year.
Is that right?
And I got a bonus from it because I knew what Teddy was going to say. So they really thought Teddy was answering. But
oh,
was
so
it?
You did false advertising to everybody.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Teddy.
How you doing?
How's your day? And I would answer everything he would talk. But and you know what? The electronic aisle was the best aisle to work on.
Wow.
They say these stores are stocking these places early, so they ensure they've got inventory for people to buy when they do that. So not bad at all. So interesting to take a look at Teddy Ruxpin.
I was a little disappointed with nowadays the last 4 years of the department stores that sell Christmas lights and stuff. they've gotten much better with their projection of sales, because at the end, when it was always 50% off, there was so many lights you could buy after Christmas you would always save them for the next year.
Yeah.
Now when the Christmas comes around, there's very few boxes left over. They don't buy as many as they used to.
There's always one box that's like green or blue that nobody ever wanted.
There used to be 500 boxes still up there.
2 or 3 years ago, I tried to do that. I wanted to get new lights. I didn't like the lights that I had on my tree the year before. I just thought they weren't really good. And I went the week after Christmas or during those days off after the holiday and couldn't find them anywhere. They were just, their projections are better. You're exactly right.
Either that or they finally started looking and going, why are our sales down from, you know, October through December? And then December 31st, our sales go through the roof and all those things are sold. Yeah, everybody was on the 50%. No one bought new ones that year. Yeah.
Mindy, let me get your perspective on this. Why are Cyber Monday and Black Friday so big? Is it just because the deals are like you're not going to get anywhere?
Exactly. And like I said, I shop around. So when the Black Friday deals or the Cyber Mondays come up, now they don't just do it now on Black Friday. They do the whole
week. They start them earlier,
they? Yeah. And every day they do something special. So if you're looking for that TV, check it. If you're looking for a laptop, electronics, things like that. Clothing is
okay. So it's Laptop Thursday, but if you buy it on Wednesday, you're not getting the deal.
Exactly. Always look, and electronics are
Me work too hard. That's nuts.
But if you become a member, it'll be a pop-up like Ken says on your phone.
Okay, well, that would help.
I'll give you one that saves you a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of hassle, but then that you don't like the hassle.
Okay.
If you go into during Cyber Monday or Black Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go into one of the department stores and you're looking at a TV, and you go, gee, that thing's $1,500. If you just stand there for about 5 minutes and go to all the other competitors and look what theirs are, for if there's one on sale for the same model and you're standing right there and they have one in stock,
right?
But the other store doesn't, you could go, hey,
they're going to meet that price.
Doing this, yeah. And you get the TV that's right there in stock already.
That's not a bad way to go. I kind of like the idea.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between shopping and purchasing?
Well, if you're shopping, you're not buying. You're just roaming around. If you're purchasing, you're actually spending money.
Yeah. Well, now, they say shopping, you're browsing with the intent to purchase,
right,
but you're not really doing it yet.
Yep.
I go in with an idea. I just don't always have it solidified or can't find that exact thing I'm looking for. That's what I run into.
Just put it on your list.
We're going to do that. I do, and I've got a big one, so that's how it all works. Not bad. When we come back, let's end the show in our final couple of segments here with tips for how to do this, how to do it better, save yourself some money along the way. It's happening this weekend as we look at holiday shopping on the Florida Roundtable.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Excuse me? What happened to my grocery store?
This is your grocery store.
No, this is a...
A farmer's market?
Yes.
Well, sure. Any grocery store is like a farmer's market when you shop fresh from Florida. Fresh from Florida produce is locally grown by Florida farmers and always sold in season at the peak of freshness.
Well, that's a fresh new way to shop.
Fresh from Florida brings the farmer's market to wherever you buy groceries. Look for our logo or ask for Fresh from Florida.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Greens Specialists. Discover Quality Greens' beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Greens Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
This year, celebrate Vote Early Day
and make your voice heard.
Each year, the amount of people voting early grows.
And this fall, over 250 million Americans can vote early.
In person.
By dropping off their ballot.
Or mailing it in. With so many options, you can vote when it's convenient for you.
Election Day is the last day to cast your ballot.
So the question isn't why vote early.
It's why wait. Join the celebration and find out how you can vote early at VoteEarlyDay.org.
Paid for by Vote Early Day, a Tide Center project.
As we continue on the Florida Roundtable, Bill Mick with Ken Holliday and Mindy Levy, I want to get into, this comes from Citizens Bank of all places, tips for holiday shopping and how to have your stuff together, save yourself some money along the way.
Okay.
Step one, set your budget before you start.
That's my problem.
I do, but it never makes sense.
It never does. But it's a good tip. It really is. But I'm one that's like,
I've been fairly successful at that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, and instead of the $200 Nikes, it's the $20 Walmart shoes. But,
yeah. But see, outlet stores in Orlando, if you find the right ones, mm-hmm. you can get great deals. Put it this way. The Converse outlet store in Orlando, I got everyone Converse shoes one Christmas because they were that cheap, like that cheap. And everyone, oh my God. And of course they think you're spending all this money, but you're at the Converse store. And yes, yeah. Ken, you're going to get a different color.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is everybody that's listening in Miami and West Palm and Jacksonville right now Fort Myers are all going, we have one of those. We have a
closet. Oh, absolutely.
But you got to find the right outlet because sometimes the outlets say they are and they don't get the great deals. But look
now,
for
when
that
you
outlet
budget,
store.
Do you hit that 900 and whatever figure we were talking about early in the show?
I don't think so because I really don't have like you have a budget. Like I shop year round. So I'm like, I can get that for $5. I can get that for 20.
So you
can get that for 10.
You can't set a budget because you don't know. I mean,
how much I'm spending.
You don't know when you're buying. No, you don't know when you're spending it.
Exactly.
And her husband doesn't know either.
No, he don't.
And if he ever looks, there's a fight coming.
Yeah. No, he sees it in the closet with my handbags and my shoes.
Now, this is me. And we've talked about this. Make your holiday shopping list ahead of time.
Yes.
I've got it for the whole family. I've got it for my circle of friends that I buy for. I do have a good list. And I usually have exactly what I want for each of them, or at least the realm of the idea that I'm buying.
And ask them what candy they have. Like, because when Halloween candy goes on sale, they may like Ken loves his Reese's peanut butter cups.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be half price. Pick them up. Hide them. When Christmas comes around, I give them the bag. Just make sure the Halloween face isn't on there.
A pumpkin-shaped Reese's peanut butter cup? It doesn't matter that
supposed
it's pumpkin-shaped.
Supposed to be Christmas trees, Mindy,
yeah,
you know?
But you know what?
You don't care.
I'll eat them anyway. I don't care if they're pumpkin, marshmallow, whatever.
Mindy, you are the consummate shopper here as far as
shopping.
You do it year-round, and that's great. It says in tip number 3, know the best time to shop during the holidays.
Oof.
Do you have one?
Oftentimes, I don't go like his wife. Like she goes at nighttime, which is perfect. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning, I try to avoid the crowds. Because if you go shopping with less crowd, it'll be less stressful. And you don't have to mm-hmm. wait in line. The frustrating part is waiting in line. And then getting, and this is a tip for all retailers, and getting the person behind the counter that doesn't want to be there. Because we don't want to be in line. And you can tell if they're not happy and cheery, like, hey, welcome. We'll be with you in just a few minutes.
You know, that's something I intentionally try to do during the holidays is just be especially patient. You know,
right.
I'm not the most patient guy on the planet,
yeah.
But when I'm in circumstances like that, mm-hmm. I really am, because that poor person is going through crap from so many people at times.
Sure.
It's really difficult to deal with.
But I'm
going to
do a flip side on that. But they expect it during the holiday season, so you have to train them how to handle a crowd, how to handle something without, you know, because you're representing that company. And if you have someone behind the counter that doesn't want to be there and making the face and, you know, being not as friendly, that
just
reflects.
Means they didn't give that person a break, because there's you have to recharge. Let's face it.
Yes, you do.
The community of people can be pretty nasty at some times. And sometimes, you know, the public can be brutal. You got to be patient.
For example, don't leave the one girl behind the counter when there's 20 people in line. Everyone should be behind the counter checking people out.
Yeah.
Because that one girl is just going
to
be like,
yeah, you
I'm
go
done.
To the real retailer and they've got 4 or 8 self-checkouts and one person checking people. No.
Everyone should be on there. Everyone will be happier. Everyone's, you know, pulling their weight, mm-hmm. and that helps out.
this is one we've talked about throughout the whole show. Find ways to save on holiday shopping. And you're good at this. And again, you're a member to every store's club. You follow their apps. They send you the notices. And do you respond to those, or is it just, okay, I can't do that right now?
Yeah, I'll look at it and say, okay, this is the one I want, and I save it. If it's not, then I just delete it, go to the next one, go to the next
How
one.
Long is it good, though? Those are usually time limited, right?
Yeah, sometimes they are. Yeah.
Okay.
And I save extra. I save even more money by using the credit card that gives me the most cash back during the holidays.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because when you use the card for every purchase, and if it's 3% coming back at you, you get a check for cash back at the end. So not only did you save money on the buy one, get one or whatever, but by using the one credit card for all the purchases for the holidays, you get sometimes $600 back.
Well, and my bank, my credit union, they will do a giveaway through the holiday season. If you've used your debit card or your credit card through them, they give away $500 or something at the end to several people. At least they tell me they do. I've never won it, so maybe I don't buy it. But we've got a few more tips and maybe something you haven't thought about as we continue and wrap up our holiday shopping edition of the Florida Roundtable on the Florida News Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Boating restricted zones are an important part of ensuring safety on Florida's waterways. In idle speed, no wake zones, vessels must operate at a minimum speed that will maintain headway and steerage with no visible wake. In slow speed, minimum wake zones, vessels must operate fully off plane and a speed which is making little or no wake. In either zone, vessels should be completely settled in the water, regardless of speed. For more information on this and other safe boating topics, visit myfwc.com.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrol.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Coming up with our final tips for holiday shopping, Bill Mick with Ken Holiday and Mindy Levy on the Florida Roundtable. Okay, we've got three tips to go. This one I don't really consider because it's like giving somebody work. Consider do-it-yourself gifts. Does that mean me do it and give it to them or give them a project that they want to do?
Where's my pen? Let's scratch that one off.
I'm working on that. Yeah, absolutely.
I have to do it myself. I ain't going to buy it.
Ken, you kind of do stuff around the house like that.
Yeah,
you would do this.
Oh, yeah. If somebody, I would. I would.
Mindy buys Ken the do-it-yourself gifts and say, here, do the kitchen.
Yeah, I want it put together so I can use it right away.
Here's one that I expect you to wrinkle your nose at, Mindy. Okay. Don't rule out secondhand gifts. Now, I don't think that means regifting. I think it means you go to a consignment shop, you go to a secondhand store. You could almost call it gift antiquing.
Yes. If you go to a really good one, then yes, you could find some really designer bags, designer jackets, designer clothing, things like that, if you find the right one.
What do you look for when in the right one? I mean,
I don't go, but my sister does.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah, and she goes to a really prominent neighborhood.
Okay.
And she finds designer bags.
So you've
like got
to go to the higher end of town,
sometimes
secondhand store, because those things, number one, they're not worn really, really poorly,
exactly,
and they are carrying some value.
But also, pick a thrift store that gives back to the community. We have plenty of them around here that gives back to like a humane society or gives back to a domestic violence center, things like that. Mm-hmm. Those are awesome to go to because it does go back into your community. So look for those too.
Sure.
And then sometimes you can find a mom and pop thrift store.
You know what
really
I've had success doing is stores like that. Furniture for the home.
Yes.
Coffee tables, end tables.
Lamps.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Kitchenware, things like that. Yes.
Do those make good holiday gifts?
What?
Lamps.
No.
Tables.
No.
Whatever.
It's like giving someone a vacuum. No.
It's like a vacuum, really?
Bill, no.
I found in one of the thrift shops one time an Atari, an old Super Nintendo Atari or whatever that.
Yeah.
And it had games to it, and I got it and gave it to a buddy of mine, and it was like $1 million to him.
That's awesome.
And now I find out that some of those are going for $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it was $9.95 for you, and that's quite all right. One more, and this one, I get it and I understand it because I've done it. Last minute holiday shopping. I've been the Christmas Eve shopper. I've gone in and you're looking at the last four pairs of gloves in the store or
and
whatever.
And they're bright yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're both right hands.
But on the other hand,
right hands, yes.
I like the last minute hassle part of that. I've got a buddy of mine. We used to go Christmas shopping Christmas Eve just for last minute touch up stuff every year.
Right.
But we had a favorite pizza place downtown where we would go there in the middle of it.
Okay.
And it made a great, and then we'd go home and wrap gifts for the wives or whatever it was. So that was pretty cool. But any final tips for everybody here?
Be patient.
That's
be patient
hard.
With everybody, including on the road, at the department stores, at the grocery stores. And then gift cards are really good. Apps, get the favorite place you want to go. People will give you, like you said, cash back on your credit card, things like that. Look for the little things because it'll save you big.
And my thing would be this, and you're going to freak out because it's not anything to do with tech, but I would say in any town that you're listening to us in right now, the historic area of your town usually has a bunch of eclectic
unique
places.
Things there.
Right.
And some of those places give specials during the holidays, and you can find some really interesting things for some family members.
Hard to get items for people that are just
and
like,
you shop
I got everything.
Local.
Yes.
And those things that are
shop
unique
local.
To your community, what a cool idea that is.
Yeah.
So not bad at all. Well, Ken Holiday, Mindy Levy, thank you. It's been a fun hour here on the Florida Roundtable. And
you're welcome.
I'm not sure I'm better prepared, but I have better information anyway. It's going to do it for this week on the Roundtable. We'll talk to you next week on the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.